Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Stan Sukinin. Stan, you are the founder and CEO of Sorso. You are found on the web at thesorso.com. Stan, it's great to have you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Josh, for having me.
Yeah, you're based in Austin. And Stan, before we start talking about the work that you do and who you serve, regarding like what you do when you're not working, are you into any hobbies? Are you geeking out on anything lately? Maybe games or TV shows or movies or anything?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the soccer. And I play soccer here in kind of like in the league. I actually working a lot for these kind of like soccer things. I exercise for like at least like 8 times a week. To be in the shape, like working on my accelerations, we have training. So it's kind of like a semi-professional approach. Of course, we are not professional, but yeah.
Wow.
So I love this team. Yeah.
You're a busy CEO. Tell me why you prioritize that time to do that.
Yeah, because I love soccer. It's my passion. I have this dream to buy a soccer club. I believe as like a lot of Russian guys, like we buy soccer clubs sometimes. So I have this kind of like my dream of mine, like to buy just, I don't know, a smaller club. And yeah, I love it. And I think it's helped me. I love how I improve my health, how I improved my physique over like last 3 years, like exercising a lot, working out a lot. And I'm doing like different stuff. I'm doing weightlifting, I do cardio, I do acceleration, and I play soccer.
Wow. So I would imagine, by the way, let me just ask you, like, and you were talking about, you know, potentially buying a soccer club. I'm sure you appreciated Ted Lasso, but, you know, I'm curious of what lessons you can learn from team sports, particularly soccer, or even your own experience as a player. Like, what lessons have you learned from that sport that's been applicable to business?
Yeah, I think it's like 100% applicable. It's like the soccer game, especially right now, it's about like a team, how you play, about tactics, about strategy. And like I know, like if you follow, like there was like a real horrible seasons from one of the dominant soccer teams this year, Real Madrid. And actually, like before that, they bought like kind of like the main superstar, Mbappe, and everybody was expecting that they will play way better, but they actually play way worse because they have one superstar like Vinicius Jr. And he didn't really put a lot of effort at defending and helping team in the first half of the field. And Mbappe is kind of the same. And it's like these lessons you can see across the business all the time. You can get like superstars, but if they don't work together, if your sales team don't work together with your marketing team, if you're like a marketing team, don't really work with the, I don't know, support department, it's like it's all falling apart, right? Like it's like we see it's in the business every day, and like you see it's in soccer every day.
Yeah. Well, how does that, Stan, how does that translate to Sorso? And we'll talk about what Sorso does, but do you mind, just because we're talking about this, like who is Sorso or who are the people behind Sorso?
Yeah, it's me, and I have like a couple of contractors that helping me working with the clients, and it's like people with financial background and like being on in a CFO positions before, and well, I have extended experience working with different sectors and different companies.
Yeah, and you get to be the captain.
Yeah.
But hopefully, again, the captain who's not trying to do everything. You rely on good people.
It's I think it's a big thing in consulting when you start doing it. Like there's a big difference, I think, in your framework. Is it like a freelance? Is it like a kind of like a few high-paid kind of like part-time jobs, or it's a business? And I think there is a huge distinction, especially in consulting, because like it's not like manufacturing or like I don't know, even like e-commerce. Like there's a like a subtle difference when you stop doing the actual work and you start organizing business processes around you.
Well, let's now reveal what Sorso is, who you work with, and what you do.
Yeah, right now I'm working predominantly with the outpatient healthcare clinic owners, and but I'm still working with a couple of businesses from different sectors. But yeah, I'm providing this fractional CFO service with no full-time cost of the CFO, and basically like putting this financial function for any company in a proper shape. And if like I can summarize what's how we help business owners, I think the main thing is just identify what's the actual goals, like business goals, personal goals, for the business, and then kind of identify in terms of numbers, in terms of financials, how you're gonna achieve this and what you need to do. And it's like for the small business, it goes all together with the strategy, tactics, like expanding revenue, different services, different products, your team, marketing, it's all together. So it's just like my service cannot work if we don't really look at everything.
Yeah, and so tell me what's going on for those of us not in the healthcare industry. You work with a lot of outpatient clinic owners. Do you mind maybe just giving us a what is life like for someone in that space?
Yeah, it's to be honest, it's why one of the reasons why I decided kind of like focus on this only industry, because there are number of nuances that really unique to this industry. And the first and the biggest one, elephant in the room, is like how you deal with the insurance companies. And it's very tricky. It's kind of like you have one rate that you're supposed to receive, and then there's an actual rate that you're getting from insurance company. Of course, if you're working with the insurance company, but most clinics, they have to work with the insurance companies. And and it's like only this aspect of this business makes it so different, and especially important how you manage your financials, because like there's no like it's not my exaggeration, or like it's kind of like I'm just kind of like making up stories. I know like actual stories where people were thinking that they making like X amount of revenue, but it actually was like way lower, like I know 60%, 70% of the X number. And they were thinking for a very long time. Or like another things, for example, you have receivables that some things that you're supposed to receive from insurance company at some point in the future, and like companies thinks that it's kind of again like a number, X number, but it's actually way lower. And it's happening across the board. It's why kind of super important for any like clinic owners to be very early thinking about like financial function and how you're working with the insurance claims, and how you just like approaches. They should be like a kind of like a full-fledged approach.
Well, Stan, so why work with you? So if someone is, they're running outpatient clinic, my suspicion is that they're very, very busy. But bringing in a fractional CFO, how does that improve both outlook and operations to work with someone like you?
Yeah, I think like the first thing, the like you don't know what you don't know, and I see it's across like all owners. They like first of all they think like probably they would have like an accountant on a bookkeepers, and they think like they have a perfect financials, but they don't use those financials to make management decisions, and they don't really look at this, and usually it's a trash. Like whenever you look at the financials, if you don't really review them, if you don't really work on a regular basis with your accountant or with your bookkeeper, it's like it's trash. And what does it mean? Like it's a boring topic. Like, what's these numbers in the QuickBooks? What does it mean for your business? It means that you don't really know what's happened with your business, right? It's like, what is your revenue? I just like give this example, especially for the clinic owners. Like, you really need to do a certain procedures to make sure that you have a correct number as a revenue. The second one, you don't know like your margins. You probably don't know how much you make as a gross margin, as your operating margins, if you don't have a proper procedures. It's the first thing. So like, you know, if you don't know like how much money you made like last month, last quarter, last year, like you can make informed management decisions. Like, I can you open a next clinic? Like, how much you need to invest, what's gonna be a period when you receive your money back? Like, if you don't have a proper procedure, you cannot answer those questions. And then helping, okay, like how many clinics you need to open, how much capital do you need? Like, all those questions usually owners cannot answer without like a financial expertise that I provide.
Yeah. Well, Stan, when you are working with a client, I'm curious what questions you typically, like, how do you assess whether or not you're a good fit for again, a outpatient clinic owner? Do you typically work with where they have multiple locations? Is that factor into this as well?
Yeah, like the one thing, there's a good ratio how much you should spend on audit, financial function, and accounting in the company. And like, it shouldn't be more than 7-8% of your annual revenue. It's kind of like the rule of the thumb for any kind of business. And it, like, this rule dictates that I'm working with businesses with at least like 3 million of revenue, because if it's less, it's going to be very expensive for them. It's just like, I don't really want to charge them, because I know like they will spend way, way more money on this function. It's too early for them. And it's probably, they should find like someone like an hourly rate and so on. So it's one criteria. The revenue should be at least 3 million of revenue. I think another thing, like my first questions be like any potential client, like, what is your goal? What do you want to accomplish? It's kind of like where I started, like to understand, okay, what's the goal? Like, do you want to get the most possible distributions every year and to buy a house or pay the college tuitions for your kids? Or you want like to sell business in 5 years? Because like, the answering these questions, your strategy and financial strategy can be completely different. Like, if you want to maximize distribution from the waste business right now, you probably don't need to grow. You probably don't need to open another clinic. Probably it's like, and like just cut the certain expenses and optimize things. If you need to grow, you want to sell, you definitely need to open more clinics. You need to expand. And yeah, it's another strategy. So I started with those questions.
I have heard that outpatient clinics and folks kind of in that space, there can be a lot of exits and acquisitions. Is
Yeah.
that, am I correct in
Yeah.
hearing that
Yeah.
rumor?
Yeah, it's like yeah, it's crazy. Like, among my clients, they say like if they go on any kind of like a conference or like a large events, like they always kind of like they like the private equity guys is just like looking for them. And like, yeah, it's a big topic right now in different sectors. And yeah, if you grow, especially if you're growing, yeah, you are a very attractive target for acquisition.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard so. So to our friend that's listening, they can go to your website. It's thesorso.com, SORSO.com.
Yeah.
Stan, when they go there, what would you recommend they do?
Yeah, I have like one in a resource section. There's a one material that I prepared based on my experience, how you can really improve like your cash flow with kind of like easy actions, and what like I think like every clinic owner should do, how to increase the probability that you've been paid from insurance company, and how increase like the rate of acceptance and so on. So because what I see, like the best practice that I see among my clients, if they have like internal department that working with the insurance company, and they really working day like day and night, how to improve this rate, how much you paid from the insurance company, it's like the most successful one. And it's like, And it affects everything. It affects your revenue. It affects your working capital. So I highly recommend to download these documents. And it's in a resource section of my website. And yeah, it's I think it's very helpful. And I put like a lot of experience and knowledge into this document.
Love it. Love it. All right. TheSorso.com. Stan Suskinen, it's been wonderful having you as a guest. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.